there's only one man we can talk to about cash on the Emma Britton Show. Dave the Money Penny, our resident money man. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Emma.
So, interest rates, good or bad when they are so low?
Well, you've kind of answered the question in your intro. The answer is good and bad, as ever. There's always a silver lining or the opposite. It's good news insofar as this forward guidance. It gives stability. It gives investors and business and employers a good long view of what's likely to happen. If you borrowed money to invest and suddenly interest rates shot up, you would potentially be in trouble, and so that's a reason for not investing.
Yeah, because normally the Bank of England play their cards quite close to their chest, don't they? And they keep it quiet, and then we wait on their every word to see what they're going to do with the rates.
Yes, and there has been a perception that rates are about to go up, and that makes business and investors more cautious, and therefore can perhaps hold the economy back a little bit. So to be a bit more open about the future rates staying low, that should allow business to invest, it should allow employers to employ, it's even possible positive for the housing market, positive for the stock market, for people with mortgages who have other borrowings. That's all good news for all of those groups.
Yeah, but I just got and fixed me mortgage for 5 years. I wish I hadn't bothered now.
Well, the 5-year fixed rates around at the moment are pretty good.
So,
as long as you're well advised, Emma, you'll be fine.
Okay. Now, interesting stat I heard this morning, that for every mortgage held in the country, there are 5 or 6 people with savings accounts, so that there are way more savers than there are borrowers, and it's those people that will be feeling the full effect of 0.5% interest rate, isn't it?
It really will, and it's been, 4 years now, over 4 years, the rates have been at 0.5%, and the bank deposit account rates have tumbled down, and we know that the average rate on a bank account is, a deposit account is less than 1%. We know that inflation is running at somewhere near 3%. So that's, in real terms, minus 2% savers are receiving on year in, year out, and it looks like that's going to continue that way. So for that group of people, without a doubt, it's bad news.
So it almost like, you know, what is the point of saving?
And indeed, when rates are low, one of the impacts is that people are more inclined to spend. I think the one rider or proviso I would say, Emma, is that even savers, albeit the rates are poor, what savers need, like investors, is a stable, solvent economy. And if we put interest rates up and continue to unbalance the books, and then the economy went horribly wrong, then that's bad news for savers too. So in the very long run, it's probably good for all of us, including savers. But in the short term, I'm sorry that the rates are poor.
Yeah, but what about some people who are living off of their, you know, their savings are their retirement income? Are they struggling?
They are, and it comes back to the three pots of money I've talked to you about before, which is having money for your current account for bills, a second pot of money for emergencies and planned spending, and then a third pot, if it's long-term money you intend to live off for the rest of your life, then perhaps deposit accounts is not the best place to have that money, and you need to have a discussion with someone who can help you find better long-term rates. But that wouldn't be in high street bank or building societies. It would be in something like, you know, ISAs or something which fluctuates in value. With risk to the investment other than just inflation risk.
Before I let you go, Mark Carney, what do you make of him, the new governor of the Bank of England? He's very different to Sir Mervyn King.
He is very different, and I think that George Osborne has specifically selected him to do a different job. He has a difficult task of creating stability, which yesterday's announcements helped to do, but also to sort of stimulate the economy, and they're two slightly conflicting tasks, but he's had some success in his home country. Let's hope he can do it here.
Dave, thank you. Dave Penny, independent financial advisor there, our resident money man, talking about interest rates and the fact they're so low and whether it's good or bad for you. What about you? Maybe you're loving the low interest rate because it's helping you with your mortgage. Maybe you're someone who relies on the income from your savings. And like Dave said, you're feeling the pinch. Are interest rates being so low good or bad for you?